Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
The Survivor Specialists are back, and today we are joined by Peridium as we're going to dive into some Survivor 50 talk, and we're going to talk about pre-40 legends. And this is going to be a little open-ended, a little discussion of what makes a legend in the first place. But when people are talking about casting season 50, we hear so much talk about who they want to see from 41 to 49, which we don't know who the hell is going to be on 47, 48, 49 yet. But we're hearing a lot of discussion about that. A lot of these one-time players after season 34 who never got a chance to participate again. But then we get these questions about which legends do you think are going to come back? Are we going to see Sandra and Boston Rob and Parvati and all that? And I feel like the community is very split on that right now, whether they want that or whether they don't. So we're going to dive in, talk about who we'd like to see, who maybe we don't want to see again, and who we think realistically we're probably going to get, how many, if any, at all. So Peridium, welcome. Will smiling, but I'll welcome Peridium.
Why can't I smile? I mean, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to do this.
I'm not smiling.
Peridium is miserable right now. He hates this.
No, I'm always down to talk Survivor. Thank you, Phil, for having me, by the way. A Survivor podcast. So I'm like, let's go. No prep going in. I just talking Survivor, Survivor Legends, Survivor 50, everything in between. I don't know where we're going to go. You give me very little prompt, and that's the best kind of podcast because we're just going to start talking.
That's how I feel too. I know. It was one of those today too. Will was like, so what exactly are we talking about?
I
was
still
like,
don't know.
Yeah, it was like, I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, all I know is there's this buzzword of legends, and then the other buzzword of 50. And that's it. Two buzzwords to get the people going. And Peridium, you made a great point when we were talking before this started. It was actually something I wanted to talk about, and probably the kind of the biggest push-pull of this cast. And I think a lot of people are like, where do we want this to go? We just had Winners at War. And I know by the time this season 50 shoots and airs, you know, we'll be 5 years away from that. But for me, at least, Winners at War still doesn't feel all that long ago. And if you want to look through that cast, how many of those 20 winners would you consider to be legends? And then how many of those people do we really need to see again playing? I know it's 10 seasons later, maybe 5.5, 6 years later. It feels still recent to me, especially with all those people that haven't really had a chance to play as many times. So I think that's kind of the biggest question. We want to celebrate Survivor. We want to make sure the biggest names are on the season. But man, we've seen a lot of these people play so many times. So that's where I kind of am in all this.
And I do feel like the problem with that too is a lot of the winners we've seen so much of since Winners at War. Like Sandra, Parvati, Boston Rob were all just on pretty big TV shows. I mean, we had two of them on The Traitors, one of them on Deal or No Deal Island. We now know Boston Rob is going to be on The Traitors. Like
And
as Tony.
So yeah. It's like how most desirable Golden Goose in Survivor coming up, and he's about to be on our TV screens.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I do think this presents an interesting, that's an interesting dilemma people are going with. Cause I remember Will, when we even did our initial 10 burning questions about Survivor 50 before season 46 even ended. And, you know, I'm sure 46 loves that, but a lot of people were like, well, do we want to see winners? And the question isn't, do we want to see them? It's more of, will Survivor put them on? And I feel like in this instance, they kind of have to, because they want to see D play again. They want to see Jam Jam play again. As for the other winners, I'm not sure. Kenzie said she wouldn't play again because the community's been absolutely psycho big time since her season ended, which is totally fair for her, not for the community to be psycho. It's fair that she's like saying, screw this, I don't care about you guys anymore. But they want some winners. So you'd have to think that they'd pull these other winners. And it would feel a little weird if they put up on the big whiteboard in the office, Survivor 50 cast, and they don't put the names of Boston Rob, Parvati, Tony, Sandra. I mean,
those four right there, I feel like that's kind of considered the Mount Rushmore of Survivor. Those four players, Sandra, Parv, Tony, and Boston Rob. I feel like we have to get those four players, especially all four of these players have shown a willingness to be like, yes, I will go play Survivor again. I will go on another show. This is kind of like my life, my career. I think those four are almost locks, especially if it is some sort of legend season. I mean, we are operating under this kind of idea for this podcast, at least, that we're going to do a Survivor Legends season in the first place. But I think if we are doing that, those four need to be there. I don't care how many times we've seen them or if you're sick of them. If we are representing, you know, all eras in the history of Survivor, we need those four players there. Do you disagree, anybody?
Well, I want to ask you this, Peridium, that goes along with what Will is asking there. Do you think that those legends coming to play with post 40 people, which there will be some post 40 people on this season, is that problematic?
I think if you're casting and you're going for like a mixture, you need to have it probably be pretty even. Like if you're going to go leaning into the pre-40, pre-Winners at War era, which is like all Survivor, and then what's happened in the last 41 onward, you probably could just do a theme of like old school, new school, if you really wanted to go that direction. I think if you cast only the Mount Rushmore and the rest are like, say, new school, I think you're going to see the first four boots.
Mm-hmm.
On the Mount Rushmore wall. I feel like it's that, or I guess you can mix it up and put some new schoolers with majority of the older players from pre-Winners at War, which in some ways doesn't feel like it's that long ago. And in other ways, it feels like it's a completely different show. I don't know. I mean, I feel like they probably should go in the direction of more recent seasons, not necessarily just new era, but last 20 or so. You know, and I feel like going further back than that, I just don't know what the marketing is there, like why they need to go back to seasons 1 through 10, or bringing even maybe if it's like a one-time player that hasn't played again from like the first 10, 15 seasons. But if you're looking at like the Mount Rushmore of the show, you could bring him back. I don't think there would be a ton of questions. I think a lot of fans would love it. I think you put Tony on, you put Sandra, Parvati, Sri, whoever, you put these big names back on the screen. I think majority of the fans are going to go, okay, cool, let's go. But like, who else is there with them? I think that's where I start to wonder, should they be coming back based on the rest of the cast?
And that's what kind of got me thinking. So the people that, when I made this with Austin, the thumbnail, he was like, who should I put on it? And I was like, well, I don't want to do Sandra, Tony, whatever. So we had Sari on there because she hasn't won. And then we put Rupert and Amanda. And it was funny because they were all just from the Heroes Tribe. And I just thought that was a good idea. But when you look at those three
let's get James back too.
Right? Like, you know? Let's put James. And that's where.
And Stephanie, let's bring Stephanie back. And let's get Tom. Tom Westman, where's Tom went?
I would do Heroes versus Villains again in a heartbeat. No question.
Let's just do it again.
Same exact cast. I'm fine with that. But when you start to think about that, right, it goes beyond just the winners. It goes to, does somebody like Amanda Kimmel still have that pull? And that's why I think I wanted to have this conversation, because I think what's going to happen is I think this season 50 is going to be a hodgepodge. It's going to be a mishmash. It's going to be every era. And there's going to be somebody on there that we all go, what the hell? And I do think that Candace Cody is back again. Let's go. I just am wondering, like, first of all, what would make somebody a Survivor legend at this point? Like, like, what are we considering a Survivor legend? But then does it just come down to, hey, these are the five? Because now you said Ceree, Peridium. So it'd be like Parvati, Tony, Sandra, Boston, Rob, Ceree. Those are your five biggest names to ever play the game. Are those the five that you just take and say, these are our legends, and now let's find 15 other people to cast around it? Or do you start taking some of these deeper cuts that aren't really deeper cuts, but like an Amanda, James, Rupert, who somehow...
Yeah, those aren't deep cuts at all. Peridium had mentioned, like, maybe there's some one-time players that, like, have played, but, like, other than New Era people and someone more, really, are there any older school legends that have only played once? Like, I find
no, there aren't. I'll tell you that right now. There are none.
Like, maybe I
they
can,
don't
like,
exist.
Maybe Earl? Like, maybe.
The problem I have with the term legend is that, like, you can win, but that doesn't make you a legend. I feel like legends are forged in repeat appearances.
Right.
Parvati is not a legend just because she comes back once. I almost feel like you have to go to, like, at least three times to be considered a legend. At this point, with 50 seasons under your belt, like, what does it take to become a legend? I put together like a video a couple months ago called Creating Survivor Legends, where I tried to create generally what I thought would be some of the biggest names from every 10 seasons of Survivor. And that's really tricky to consider players in their in the 40s legends, let alone even in the 30s. That's where I started being like, okay, the definition is getting very much watered down. It's easy up until you start to hit the 30s to pull names. You've got Kim, Jeremy, you could pull Natalie Anderson. You could pull, basically, as I said in the video, the winners at war cast. That's what right. We're getting down to. Half the cast is just winners at war back again. And that's where I start to get like, okay, what are we doing? Like, yeah. Are we just rewatching winners at war, but again?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like anyone who's in the new era has only played once. So it's like no one in the new era at all has reached legend status. So to call the season legends and then cast, you know, let's say, if it is half new era people, it's like those people are hardly legends yet. So it is tricky.
And what happens if you cast old school and you're trying to market the show with the new school era of the last, let's say 41 to 49. And then what if the old school crushes them?
Yeah.
How is that going to look going forward? Like from a perspective of producer, I wouldn't like to think like, this is our, okay, now we have to go back to 39 days. They won the battle. Like, that's what I'm like. That could almost be the stakes. The stakes are like new era, old school era. If the old schoolers win, we go back.
Let me ask you.
Can't let an old schooler get to the final tribal council then, because they'll just vote. They'll just win based on that principle alone.
Let me ask you both this question, because I think, Peridium, you bring up a really interesting point of like, where does the legend status, how far back do you have to go to be considered a legend? Who would you consider to be the most recent legend? And I'm not talking about, like, obviously we saw a bunch of people playing 40, but first time player, what season do you think the most recent legend played for their first time on?
I do have an answer. Do you have
I have an answer too. I'm curious.
I have a name too. I'm curious. Will, do you have a name?
I mean, it depends how loose we're going with it.
What's the first season this player? I have one name that comes to mind of like most recent.
For a one time player from season 50.
Doesn't have to be a one time player.
No, they could have played more than once, but they originated on this season.
Okay. I don't know if it's legend status, according to your definition, Peridium, but I like, for me, if it's a legend season, if it's season 50, I would want this player.
My earliest season, I'd say, is probably 32.
Aubrey.
That's actually, I was also thinking Michelle.
Michelle, Phil, are you kidding me?
No, I'm thinking Aubrey, because I think Michelle is, obviously, I think Michelle is, you know, God tier. She can't be touched, but I think Aubrey, in terms of the connection with the fan base, played three times in quick succession, very similar to what we saw with James and Amanda back in the day, Russell back in his day. Mm-hmm. I think season 32, I think anything post season 32, sorry, Adam, I don't know if you can be considered a legend. I don't know if there's any legends who originated post season 32.
Yeah,
originated.
Probably right.
You're only looking at the winners at that point. Like, I would definitely say, like, bring back Rick Devins, Christian, Angelina, any of those players, Dominic from Ghost Island.
I was thinking, just as someone who, like,
I would hesitate to call them straight up legends, even though I did put a couple of these people in my legends video, but that was more so just to try to be like, what does this cast look like? But like to actually call them legends, I would probably not go that far.
I'm with you there. I would not call Dominic a Survivor legend, but if we are doing a season 50 and it's like Survivor legends, like he's someone that he's on the cast. No one's questioning. Well, he's not a legend. It's like, okay, he did enough on his only real opportunity to play and hasn't really had many chances to be brought back other than a captainship and Edge of Extinction. Like no one would complain or like, you know, scratch their head like, huh, Dominic. So like for me, he's probably the person where I'm like one-time player, need to see him.
I think Aubrey kind of fits like almost like more recent trajectory of Ceri, where she's sort of had a very similar, like she almost won her first season, almost sort of won her second season, got fifth, was like won a challenge or two challenges away from winning the whole season. And then she comes back for a third appearance and it goes pretty poorly. I would say worse than Ceri actually, even though she probably made a little bit further, but the way that it came down, she had a really bad trajectory. You bring her back for a fourth time. I don't think fans are so much clamoring for her to come back from what I've found or what I feel like I'm hearing if I put my ear to the ground. But if you brought her back, I wouldn't complain. I do like Aubrey a lot. And I think with Michelle, it's another thing where she won and then she came back. She didn't get voted out. She's the only winner, I think, to play more than once and never get voted out. Like that in itself is quite incredible to play Survivor. And she did it on 2 39-day seasons, which
actually there's two winners who have done that.
Are there?
Oh, Jenna Maraska didn't get voted out.
Yeah, yeah, but without walking out of the game, you know, like we're talking about players. She went to the very end and
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would much rather see Michelle over Aubrey just because of Michelle's record that you mentioned, that streak of like consecutive days not getting voted out. And I do think Aubrey, like we've seen her full arc and she, I don't know, like kind of like you said, her last showing didn't leave the greatest taste in fans.
And like
now.
Aubrey played there aren't people. She played in like three seasons in quick succession, but so did Ceri. And then Ceri comes back 14 seasons later. Aubrey comes back 12 seasons later. Yeah. Not too dissimilar. Does Aubrey do well?
She could do well. I think if we had to pick between Aubrey or Michelle, I would prefer to see Michelle. And I think she would be a more popular name currently too, because she's, I don't know, just more prevalent on other shows and on social media, all that stuff.
And I think like, Will, you were talking about Dom. I think for this episode alone, it's not so much of like, who are we casting on this show? Of like, we really want to see that player. I'm just more trying to figure out like, the community throws around the word legends so loosey-goosey that for me, I agree with both of you that like, if you play one time, can you be a legend? I want to see Devins play again. I want to see Angelina play again. I want to see Dom play again really badly. I don't think any of them have hit that status though, because we all loved Colby the first time. We didn't know what a Survivor legend was. You know, Rupert was probably the closest thing to a legend on the first time they played, but they were also playing that up because they knew he was about to be on All Stars and they'd already filmed the damn thing.
It's kind of like the Russell Hantz effect.
It was the Russell Hantz effect. And so I do.
I do think Russell and Rupert, even if the seasons following their original, like they're still going to shine and be pretty damn close to one season legends just by the way they captivated the audience.
I think that's similar with Dominic. I think it's similar probably with like Rick Devins. I think you've got players who showed up. They were a tour de force on the one time they played. They stamped their return appearance. They've got like, you know, they can come back anytime, I think is how I feel with a lot of these names, which is what we saw with Rupert. Comes back right away. We saw that with Russell, came back right away. We saw with Stephanie LaGrossa, came back right away. These players showed up, they left their mark. It's like they are basically legends for a one-timer, but if we're casting at season 50 at this point, I'm like looking for a little more meat on the bone, I think, than just like a one-time. But I would love to see these players come back. And quite frankly, I don't even need a legend season, even though that's what we're talking about here. I could just go for bringing these players back already. After one time, you know?
And I think the question, Will, because I think this is what you're about to ask me, is it's not so much what are we casting for a legend season? It's which castaways are they even considering legends where you're sitting there saying, I want them to be on this season. Like even if whatever the theme is, no matter what it is.
That's what I was going to get to, the theme. Like I still think there's maybe not more than 50% chance, but there's a chance this season is just called Survivor 50. And like, there isn't a subtitle. Like we've seen they switched the numbers. I don't know if there's like a, like, why do we really need to go back and come up with like a subtitle here? So it might just be 50 and it's just, hey, we're going to pick whoever we want. And I also think, I've said this from the start, Phil, when we did our initial 50 reaction, is I think this cast is more than 20 people. I think we're going to 39 days. I think we are, I think they are going.
Oh, wow.
Jeff had said in an interview at some point, someone had asked him, like, all right, 26 days, are you going to do this forever? And he's like, well, I don't want to say forever. If there's some big reason to go back to 39 days or a special season, sure, we'll consider it. And he already had said that. I think this was like during 42 or 43, like a while ago, that he was very open to saying we can return to 39 days. It's not this impossible thing. And for a season like 50, such a big number, an important number. Now they're saying they want to do a celebration for an entire year leading up to it. I think this cast is bigger than 20 players. I think we're getting 39 days. I think there's a chance we might even get 50 days. So
what state do you live in? Did they recently legalize smoke? Like, can you pass the...
Our 10 burning questions, Pradeem, it's funny because me and Will were both on this. We're such optimists right now. We're like,
I think so. It's a big deal, man. It's a big deal.
To like the survivor seasons. Heads, but to the executives who make the call to spend more money, like, do they? I know, to be fair, Winners at War, they upped it to 2 million, which I was like, okay. They could just inject that money elsewhere.
Yeah, 50 is a bigger number than 40. Like,
it is, but well, then again, more the 41
like Phil, 26 is not a bigger number than 25.
I
25
feel like
is more sentimental value
for 50. They're going to have to reflect on the fact that they've brought 41 through 49. They're not ignoring 41 through 49. Yeah. This is not going to be up to 40 and then it just skips 10 seasons and we get an all-stars with pre-40 players. And because it's been 26 days up to this point, I don't know. I feel like it would make sense to just, and I don't say it because I like it, but I'm just saying because I'm like, unfortunately, realistic is that it's going to be 26 days because that's what it's been. And like, maybe they switch to 39 after. I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't at that point. But if they don't switch to 39 by 50, it's not, I don't think it's coming back unless the show just changes hands or something.
Mr. Manny 620, 50 is a bigger number than 40.
This is the hard hitting takes you get. It's
hard. Am I wrong?
The hottest take we've got tonight.
Well, let me kind of like go back early in this because, again, this is, I'm just thinking more in terms of like, who would we even classify as a legend? And then on top of that, which one of these people do you actually think has a shot? So I looked at the first 10 seasons of Survivor. And I'm going to pull out who I consider to be legends. And you guys can shoot me down and say that person's not a legend. But let me just list off who I have listed as the legends before that. Because I want to see what you all think and see if there's any chance that we see any of these people. These are just people that originated in the first 10 seasons. And I'm not counting Boston Rob because at this point, he's not a Marquesas player. He's everything post. So like, whatever. But so we have Hatch, Tina, Colby, and Jerry. Lex and Ethan. I think Big Tom has fallen out of that, maybe. We have Rob Cisternino, Rupert, Sandra Fairplay, Tom, and Stephanie. So that's 12 names. Was there anybody I said that you think actually has any chance of coming back for 50?
I don't think Tom is... I don't know if Tom is legend status.
No.
I think the usual suspects, Rupert, Sandra... I know you didn't say Boston Rob, but I think absolutely Boston Rob.
Yeah, I mean, I think Boston Rob is already so high up on that list that it's like, we all know he's a legend, and Sandra too, but I just wanted to see what you all thought about.
Yeah, yeah. I think the people on this list that you really want to see are the people we haven't seen on Winners at War. So, like, give us Rupert in, like, Rob C, and I know they were on All Stars, but, like, let's see them in season 50. You know, I think that those two players would be really fun to see. Jerry, I think, would be really fun to see. Like, an OG... legend. I don't know if we need to see Tina again. I know she wasn't on Winners at War, but like we've seen Tina play 3 times now. So I don't know. I mean, she's great. We love Tina, but I don't know if there's, you know, I think there's so many other people we'd rather see.
I mean, I would definitely say like if they wanted to bring back winners from the first 10, bring back some of the winners that we didn't see on Winners at War, I would take Tina. I would take Hatch. I would take Vesepia. These are names. I don't think Brian's shot in hell, so it doesn't. Ice Cube's chance in hell is coming back, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, maybe Jenna, but I don't know how she's doing, and like Tom, but again, I don't know. But like, I would take those names back on paper because these are names that I would love to see Ethan when he came back, and I love to see, well, actually, no, there's also Sandra Robb, and I've seen those a bunch. So, but Ethan coming back was fantastic, and he was a big name. And, yeah. you know, to me, it's like legend is irrelevant because you won and you're an old school and, you know, you're probably the most likable winner in the show's history. So, and I could say the same, like bring Hatch back. He's the first winner ever. Like that's icon status.
Yeah.
Whether you want to call him a legend. I mean, he is because he's the first winner ever. And it's like the ratings were off the charts in season one. It birthed the show. Tina's fantastic. And she was recently on an RHAP podcast. And it was really interesting to hear her talk about this stuff and her thoughts on Winners at War and not getting, she got cut at the last second. And Vesepia, I think Vesepia was also, I listened to a podcast she did like a year ago. And I think she said she wasn't even called and she would have come back, which was really cool. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And you didn't mention Chris Doherty. So I'll just throw that out there because he's the one from the first 10 seasons.
I'm right. I don't feel like Chris is also ever coming.
He's got
back.
No shot.
I mean, Chris wasn't even, I mean, I think after that reunion show, Jeff didn't even want him to show up at the reunion. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm Vanuatu.
In terms of like pairings though, there, because obviously we have the pairings of Colby and Jerry who have played three seasons and they've played all three seasons together. And then you have Lex and Ethan who, you know, two out of the three seasons Ethan played were together. Do you think that that's like, there's like a legitimacy to any idea of a pairings type season coming up?
I don't know if there's legitimacy, but I've heard that they have thought about this theme of like rivals or something like that. Some unfinished business, something with a duos, not playing as duos, but they're cast as duos, kind of like Blood versus Water, but yeah. based on Survivor history more so than anything else. And I've heard that this was in talks potentially for season 40. This was one of the possible themes, the possible cast list, the names that were being drawn out of the hat for before it became Winners at War. Like I'd heard that Lex was in the mix and some other people. I'd heard Russell had gotten called, though. I don't know. Maybe that's not, I don't know how much that is worth anything, but yeah, I think that's definitely something that could happen. I don't know if it will at this point, because this was now 5 years ago, but, and things have changed a lot in the last 5 years, but this was definitely something I'd heard was in the talks.
I think what's interesting about that too, is if they did ever go pairings, that's something that works pre 40 and post 40. Then you don't have to think about that, but Will, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think it's like a fun idea to think about and talk about, but in practicality, it's so, so difficult to do. I think it just hamstrings you when you're building a cast, especially it's like, if it's rivals or something like that, it's like, okay, if they're rivals, you kind of want to put them against each other. But then if they're against each other, they're on separate tribes and they're not even interacting. And then it's like, okay,
yeah,
if they're on the same tribe, then you need to like do men and women equally, and then like we have the diversity mandate. And I think by the time you get into the weeds of like actually putting together a cast, and especially now we have New Era and Old School, it's a fun, cute idea. I think the practicality of it is practically 0%. I'm not saying they haven't explored it or thought about it. I think it's definitely something interesting, but there's so many, it just, all the restrictions there, I think, just would make for a less than ideal cast. And I think they've learned, I remember Jeff saying this, I think this was after San Juan del Sur, that like we have to cast great people first, then figure out how to theme it and split them up instead of casting towards a particular theme or arrangement. Obviously, these would be returning players, so you'd know what you're getting a little bit more. But I find it really, I would be very shocked if they were able to put a cast together like that.
And then, okay, so then let me ask you guys, from these first 10 seasons, don't count Sandra, don't count Boston Rob, because we've already determined like they would be locked. Who do you think is the most likely that they would bring back from the first 10 seasons for season 50? Like who do you think is the most likely, and who do you think is like the, for season 50, celebrating Survivor?
Rupert.
Yeah.
They gave him $1 million just for being himself. Just for being on the show. I can't imagine. Like he was the tie-dye pirate that America voted to be the winner. Like they're like, Amber, she's fine, but let's give it to Rupert. Let's also give it to Rupert. So I would have to imagine, like, if they're really trying to drill home the marketing of this season being big, a celebration of the show, it's hard not to go back to the first massive celebration that Survivor threw after season 8. So yeah, I think Rupert for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I think what Survivor is trying to do with this season, and I don't know if this was pre-planned or anything, but the fact that Jeff has already like announced it and is even talking about it, and now they're talking about this year-long celebration. When they say year-long celebration, that's another word for year-long promotion, year-long advertising. They want to get as many eyeballs on this season as possible. And the best way to do that is to bring in players that America knows. So someone like Rupert, I don't care if you've never seen an episode of Survivor, that might be the one player you can name. So I think Rupert has to be in the mix and honestly, quite frankly, on the season because it's going to be a press tour. It's going to be, let's get Survivor back to that height. Obviously, we're not going to get 60 million viewers, but like, let's get it up so that it's this live event every week. Everyone's tuning in. That's why, you know, live sports are so valuable. That's why Netflix is going to live events with, they're doing their hot dog eating contest. They're the roasted Tom Brady. This is live. Live eyeballs are valuable to advertisers. And Survivor wants to get that audience up. And you need people like Rupert. And I think some fans are going to be like, want the deeper cuts and the one-time players. I mean, we're gonna get the same
like this.
I mean, that would be so amazing, right? To see Elizabeth Hasselbeck come for Survivor 50. What? I mean,
that would Colleen be Haskell.
I mean, Colleen, you know, last I heard, Colleen actually does work for Netflix.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think she lives. She works for the French division, though. This is when I did it. I only know this because I made a whole video about this where I was like, these players fell off the face of the planet. And I looked into it and Colleen Haskell was obviously like one of the biggest names. So I was like, where is she? And I found, I found her LinkedIn and yeah,
I'm on her LinkedIn right now. Yeah. She works for Netflix right now. It looks
there
like
you go.
That's even her. Is that you, Colleen? Yeah, that's definitely her. Yeah.
No, it's definitely her. It's definitely her.
I'm sure.
Pretty. So maybe there's an in. I don't think she could get on the show though if they're putting it on Netflix. But you know, maybe not.
I'm not saying they're gonna put it on Netflix. I'm just saying like.
Well, no. But in relation to Colleen, at least I'm like Colleen's never going. I made a joke. Yeah. I recently recorded a video talking about Survivor 50, and I end the video with a joke, basically saying like, "Cross your fingers for Colleen Haskell coming back, everybody."
Yeah.
It's not
Colleen happening. And Greg. This is the time, man.
I see you in the next one once Greg Buist does return. And holy crap, I've been bamboozled.
I think Rupert's definitely the right answer to this. Do you guys think that Colby and Jerry still carry legend status, or to like today's audience, do they not matter?
Not as big gets. I think they're definitely big gets for sure because of Australia, the connection with it was the biggest season. So yeah, I do think that they are gets in a way, but I don't know. It's tough because it's like they played that card in heroes versus villains. And I don't know if they have as much name recognition today as they did 15 years ago. And this is coming out in 2026, mind you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Colby more so than Jerry, even though I'd probably rather see Jerry personally. But if I'm looking at who's going to bring in more eyeballs, you know, Colby is a TV personality. He's the host of Top Shot. He still has that all-time appearance in Curb Your Enthusiasm, which people, you know, continually binge watch and rewatch. So he's a little bit more top of mind than I think Jerry would be. But I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing either of them. They are legends. They are what kind of, you know, started the show. So
I would actually be fine with them both coming back, probably more than Rupert, more than Rob and Sandra, because I've seen them so much.
Right.
We also saw them if you watch The Traitors. We're going to get Rob on The Traitors coming up in 2024, I think. And then Sandra, it was last year.
Yeah.
Whereas I haven't seen Jerry and Colby in a minute. And, you know, we didn't get enough of them in Heroes versus Villains, even though they made it all the way to the finale. Like, they were just not as big of a deal. And I'm like, I wish they were. I wish they got more of us because that was but then I also think like maybe that's why they wouldn't come back because they already did that.
And Colby pretty much had a panic attack at the.
I mean, Colby didn't love it. Like, I don't think Colby would come back to be honest. I don't think it's realistic.
Yeah. I was just looking to see like, what has Colby been doing? Let me see how old this show is, because I just saw another show he was on. No, it's 2023. He was on a show called Mountain Men Ultimate Marksman.
Is he hosting or was he on it?
2023.
He was competing.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know if it was. I just don't know if the whole social strategic part of the show is what he's here for, though.
That's true. I agree with that.
which is why I'm like, I don't think he would love, I think it would despise season 50. Mm-hmm. Probably. If season 20 was too much, like,
yeah,
you know,
I do think Russell is what ruined that for a lot of the people. And I can see, I think Colby was part of that. Let's talk about Russell. Do you think there's any shot Russell plays again?
I would say there's a shot.
Yep.
I definitely think there's a shot. Again, like, I feel like his name isn't, he's not blacklisted or anything like that. People say that, but he's not. I don't think he is.
Yeah.
But will he come back? I don't think it's a guarantee at all. But if he showed up again, I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm. He's one of those players that, like, really, really transcend, like, transformed the game, played so many times in a short span, and then so ever kind of just threw him to the side. I think if there's any season to bring him back, and it's also, this kind of goes for Hatch also. Like, I don't know. Hatch in Russell, they feel like 50 is screaming their name. I think we're going to get at least one of those players.
Three of four seasons Russell was on, and then was never on US Survivor.
And then
Survivor
just kind of disappeared.
And now US Survivor kind of wants to throw him, like, to the wayside. And look, like, I got to know Russell during COVID and everything like that. And, like, you know, like, Russell's like, you know, he's not as bad as it's played up on so many different things. I mean, he put that whole thing together for Penner and Penner's wife and everything. And I mean, like, he's willing to put the work in. I just feel like, you know, you go down the island and he's going to get competitive and he's going to start playing the game in a certain way. And that's going to be chaotic. And that's going to be too much for some people. Jeff's saying he doesn't want to put villains on the show though. And it's like, Russell is probably probably before Winners at War happened, he was probably like top 5 to 10 most popular players in the history of the show. And
yeah, Russell. Yeah, for sure.
And it was because he's a villain.
I mean, he beat Rupert in the fan vote.
That is true.
And this was in season 20. This was almost 30 seasons ago. So
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he eclipsed like the most popular player. Of course, this was in Rupert's, not in it back when Rupert was at his prime, but still.
Not in his heyday, but yes.
I think, I do think Russell coming back is definitely another name that I would say would bring that potential, that some of the eyeballs back. I think it would bring some of the ratings back. I think he's another big name from the first 20 seasons that if you're going to be drafting from the older school seasons, he's a name that you should consider. I don't know exactly what he's doing now. I don't know. Like, this is, we're talking about people 15 years ago, like 15 years changes people. And these guys,
Russell would play.
He was 40 something. So maybe he's 50 something now. I don't know. Maybe 60, but I don't know. I know he would absolutely play in a heartbeat. He's wanted to play. I know that he's wanted to play ever since he got voted out in Redemption Island. And I know he played Australian Survivor and that didn't go so well. But and I did talk to him before 41 happened on a podcast. I think, I don't know if you were there, Phil, or not, but he was ranting about how if you win the new era seasons, it's not worth anything. It's like an asterisk. Yeah. And I was like, well, what if you won, Russell? And he's like, oh, okay, well, then it's worth something.
Yeah. I mean, that's
and that's what I want on the TV. Like, that's what that's classic Russell. And like, you're gonna get good TV putting him on any of these seasons. So I'm all for it. Realistically, I feel like it's maybe less than 50%, but that's still better than majority of the people we're talking about.
Yeah, and I feel like with Russell, exactly what you just described is exactly how he is. One day he's the best. One day you're like, what is this guy doing? One day he's the best. One day it's, what is this guy doing? I talked to Russell a lot during COVID era. I really did. Haven't talked to him in a little while, but I talked to Russell a lot during the COVID era. And I feel like he does love Survivor in his own way. It's not going to come across the way as
he loves Survivor.
Era people talk about it, but he loves Survivor and he loves the game. Even though he lost to two people he thinks were not worthy of beating him, he loves the game of Survivor. And I think that one would come down to, do they want to extend the olive branch to Russell to have him play again? Because if they do, he's on the island. It's just, do they want to extend it? But he's still got legend status. Whereas I would almost argue that outside of Tyson and Coach, does anybody else from seasons 11 through 19 still maintain legend status? Parvati too. But again, we already put
Parvati Ozzy, on Rushmore. Maybe.
Ozzy was such a dud on Game Changers though, wasn't he?
I mean, I would agree.
People remember that though. Like,
he's another name that people love.
Yeah, like, people remember the highlights. They don't remember the lowlights. Like, Peridia made a great point about Sari. It's like, you know, Sari on her third try, hey, didn't do so hot, and then comes back on the fourth time and gets screwed out of almost winning the damn thing. So people still remember Ozzy for winning challenges and going fishing and being like the superstar guy. They're not going to be, oh, remember in season 34? Like, I don't know if that's how people, like the general audience is thinking.
They'll show up to watch season 50 with Ozzy and they'll be like, wait, what? But that doesn't matter. They've already showed up. That's all they want. They want you in the door. The name recognition.
Yep.
Russell, Ozzy, you know?
Now, okay. For anybody who does know, when I was on the podcast, I did a Cook Islands podcast with Drew Denson, who Coach Drew watches all the Survivor seasons day after day. He does a season a day during the off season because he's a coach and that's what he does. So I jumped in and did Cook Islands with him, and he was mentioning some of Ozzy's acting history. Do you think that that impacts him being able to play Survivor? Or do you think Survivor doesn't care?
I don't think he cares, because I think he did that before South Pacific or before Game Changers.
Did he? Okay.
I think he did. I think I knew about all that stuff after South Pacific. And I was like, oh, and then he came back. I was like, okay.
There you go. Okay. So Ozzy's got a shot. So you think Ozzy, James and Amanda, do they still hit legend, or are people over it because it's been too long?
I just don't think Amanda will say yes. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Why is that?
I just think she's living like her quiet life in Montana. You know, she was another name that I looked at, like with Colleen. It was like people that disappeared. Yeah. I mean, maybe she would. I would love to have her come back. Why not? You know, she played 3 times in like 5 seasons and then disappeared. But I don't know. I don't see her coming back.
I do feel like as we go through this, especially for the old school players, a lot of the people jumping out are men, in that we're kind of lacking some of the, you know, for the first 20 seasons, the women, and Amanda would be somebody where it's like, she was such a big face of Survivor for a particular era for her to be on 50. That could easily make sense, but I don't follow what these people are up to as much as both of you, so I don't know if that would even.
I think Stephanie would play again before Amanda at this point.
Stephanie, I do too.
Really is.
And we just saw her on the trailers, and Snake in the Grass or something like that.
Yeah, she would. She would do it.
Yeah, she would do it in a second. And I think it's realistic to see Stephanie and Sari both on the season, and rather than butting heads, they play together, unlike Heroes versus Villains.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a possibility, but yeah, I think Amanda, I think at this point there's more of a clamoring for James than there is for Amanda.
James would be, I would love to see James play again, especially because he got medevac essentially twice. Then so like since his, you know, getting voted out with 2 idol blunder, he's had medical reasons for leaving the game. So like he's someone that I would like. Not only is a fun character, but like he deserves another crack at it, and he's so good. So I would.
He screams unfinished business to me. Like he's somebody who's a legend, and it makes sense why you'd put him on another season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about Penner? Do you think he hits that playing 3 times and how they had him come back for Philippines and everything?
I could see them wanting him back if he's willing to do it. I guess I would be fine with Penner. I like him. You know, he was fun. The times that he played, but and he makes good TV, but I mean, I don't need him back personally. If I'm casting it, I wouldn't probably put him on, but I could see him, like he's probably got good relations with the producers, and you know, I think Jeff likes him, and I don't think he would do it probably.
I
think there's too many other, like, the amount of names we're going through, like it would be tough. He would, a lot of people would have to say no before they get to Penner.
Yeah, especially being how much older he is now. Like he's almost 60 something. He's 60 something. So
yeah.
We miss anybody you would consider a legend during that stretch?
No, we talked about Tyson. I mean,
no, I said Tyson and Coach.
Yeah,
you said Tyson. Okay. Yeah, we didn't talk about Tyson. Do we need to see Tyson again?
Personally, I would rather not. I feel like he's always amazing, but I feel like seeing him 4 times. And getting his win is enough.
It's like one of those things, like I love Tyson, one of my favorites. But man, it's like, yeah, I don't think he needs to be there for 50. But if he's there, I'm not gonna complain.
I'm not gonna be mad, that's for sure. Yeah.
But it's like, man, do we need to see him a 5th time?
What about Coach? I mean, would you rather see Coach or Tyson?
Coach.
I agree with you, Brady. I agree
That's
with you.
Tough.
And I would always say Tyson. I would always say,
and I love Tyson too. But yeah, Coach, we got 3. Tyson, we got 4.
That's true. See, that's where it's tough, and that's why I really think we gotta go to 50 days. 50
Coach,
players.
Coach didn't win. Tyson won.
Yeah.
If Coach can come back and, you know, finish in first, that would be the epic, most epic from Dragon Slayer to slaying. He actually slayed the dragon. The dragon was Survivor.
That's a good point. Coach would have the motivation to get that win, whereas Tyson might.
He would come back, and I think
just to play.
I think actually crush, like, if I don't think he would crush it, but like if he's on the season and he gets to the final three, I do think he owns it much better, knowing the last 30 seasons that have transpired since then. I think he would do better, but I don't know if he would get there. I think he probably wouldn't, but still.
Yeah, I would say that if they're going to pull anybody from this era, I think Coach is probably the number one option. I really do. I actually think Coach is, and I'm not I'm counting Parvati out because Parvati has already been included in the Russell.
Stamped her ticket.
Yeah, she stabbed her ticket. Exactly. I think Coach would come back over Russell. I think he's more harmless than Russell. I think Survivor likes that. They know he's going to be great TV. He always has been, always will be. And right. Coach is the kind of guy who there are no stipulations. He's just going to say yes. Like, I don't know what it's going to be like when they try to cast this season of people saying, well, I want this amount of money to come back and play again. Coach ain't going to do that, I don't think. I really don't. I think Coach will just go do it.
I think the tricky thing, though, is that when you look at who we're, like, basically saying is definitely, like, they if they get called, they like, they're there. If they would, they're most likely to get on. They're basically just half the cast from here as villains.
It is.
All the names we're talking about other than Ozzy.
I don't even think
we feel good about it. Right. It was legendary, which is my problem with, like, this whole idea of legends on Survivor 50. You're basically combining heroes, villains, and winners at war.
Mm-hmm. Through these first 20 seasons, who is the one person, the one legend that you think is going to play again that you want to see play the least?
For the first 20 seasons?
Because we just went through the first 20, and I feel like 21 to 32 is going to be a pretty quick story here.
The first, Boston Rob.
That's my answer too. And it's not because I don't love the guy. I actually enjoyed him a lot on Deal or No Deal Island.
There's nothing left to see.
It's just his Survivor stuff is done. Like we just don't need to see him again. He will be there though. We know he'll be there. It's Survivor 50. So he'll be there. Who's your, like, who would you be your most excited to see?
Of the first 20 seasons.
Yeah, if you get like someone we've talked about, is a legend that you're like, I really need to see.
I can't say Todd, even though Todd needs it. You know, I got to say somebody else because I don't.
I mean, I don't know if I would say Todd is a legend. He's not. But I guess he's a great. He's one of my favorites. Like top five.
Second best player of all time. Don't care what anybody says.
I love Todd. I mean, you know, I'm like China's one of my favorite seasons. Todd's one of my favorite winners.
Yeah.
But is he a legend? I don't know about that, but. He did make two of my Funko Pops that I have behind me. So there's that.
There you go.
I've got him. He made himself and he's on my, I've had him there for 5 years. Honestly, in a weird roundabout way, even though I've talked so much shit about him over the last 5 years, I'd probably say Russell. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm like, what are we doing? Like, that would be wild 30 seasons later, but it probably wouldn't be much that we wouldn't have seen already in Australian Survivor with those like two episodes. I don't know about anyone else. Like, I just saw Suri play on Big Brother 25 and I saw Suri play. Mm-hmm. More social strategic games in one season of Big Brother than I did in four seasons of Survivor. Just from the live feeds perspective alone, I watched them like crazy. So I'm like, I would probably say Suri on some level if she didn't play Big Brother last year. But because she did, I'm just like, I've seen Suri. I've seen her already.
And got her on the Traitors.
Yeah. Got her on the Traitors.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say...
Probably Russell.
Yeah, I would say James, just because, Will, like what you said, we saw James get voted out with two idols, and then we never saw him complete a game after that. He probably goes home in the same placement during Fans versus Favorites, let's be real. Like, it probably doesn't change whether he hurts his finger or not. Maybe he goes one spot further. But in Heroes versus Villains, we were robbed of so much James. He goes so much further if he does not hurt his knee in that season. And honestly, he's better TV than Colby. Like, he is. It would have been better. I mean, it's an awesome story to see Colby get down to, like, the last hero, and he has the greatest confessional in the history of the show. But James, I wish we would have gotten more James. So James is, I think, the only three-time player where I don't actually feel like I've seen James play a full game of Survivor, and I want to see that.
I just realized 20, 30 seasons ago, my least favorite season is Redemption Island, and I just... said that I would rather Russell come back than Boston Rob. After 30 seasons ago, I would have said the exact opposite because it was 3 and 4 of Russell. I was just sick of it. I was so elated to see, like, oh my God, finally Russell's humbled.
Yeah.
But now I'm like 30 seasons later. I'm like, bring Russell.
Where
back.
Is he? Bring him back.
Bring Rob. Yeah. I've seen Boston Rob so many times. You can only do the buddy system so many times before I start to get tired.
Yeah. Exactly. Because so. That's, you bring Boston Rob back, you might get a pagonging. You bring Russell back, you're not getting a pagonging. No. All right. Let's look at this next.
Do era. I get to answer or no?
Oh, yeah. Will, sorry. I thought you already said yours. I thought you already said yours.
No, I would actually go like, yes. I actually go Rob Cesternino, someone who is an absolute
that would
legend.
Be fun,
yeah. Huge, like,
maybe I'd say that actually
legend in his basically only season, like, really short stint at All-Stars. Basically, a one time player who has reached legendary status of his work and commitment to the show outside of the game. And I don't know if it's this thing where it's like, oh, he goes on and he's a celebrity, or like he's a podcaster, or Arhab. It's like, no, he's going to be there with, like, you know, maybe Hatch, you know, Sandra, Rob, Russell, Parv. Like, it's not like there are not going to be other big names. I don't know if we'll be in as big of a pickle as he was in All-Stars with Boston Rob being like, yeah, that guy's too good at this. Let's get him out of here early. So I would love to see Rob play his season count be 6, 8, 50 would be pretty awesome, I think. And all the stuff he's done for the community too. I think it would just be awesome to see him back.
That's a great answer. Let's be real. Rob Cesternino playing again with other legends, not in like a half All-Star, half whatever, you know, you could argue the All-Stars cast was. Let's look at this last stretch here, because we said 32 is pretty much the cutoff. We talked about Michelle and Aubrey, maybe even Ty. Like, does Ty count? But anyway, from 21 to 32, the big name for me that jumps out is Malcolm. Like, Malcolm is the one. And then Andrea's probably in there, even if I kind of disagree with the fact that she's like that level of legend, but she has played so many times. She's unbelievably popular. Great confessionals. If they do want to pull legendary type players, do they pull anybody from this era other than those two? And Tony, obviously, but we talked about him.
Tony, yeah.
Probably Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Maybe Natalie, even. Natalie Anderson. Mm-hmm. Maybe. So because of Winners at War, because she was the runner-up. Yeah. What?
You're right. We're doing Winners at War again.
That's what I mean. When I looked at this, I sat down, I put together a list of legends. I was like, this is just Winners at War mixed with Heroes Villains.
Yeah.
I was like, crap.
I don't need to see Jeremy or Natalie again, I don't think.
But I think that if we're realistically, I do think that they would be called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with that.
Is there anything for like Sarah or Brad Culpepper being the fact that they both made it so far in Game Changers?
I don't know about Brad Culpepper.
I could see Sarah.
Potentially Sarah, though. But then we're just going through the Winners at Warcast and saying, hey,
I know, run down the boot order. You know, I could see Sarah based on how close she was to being in the two-timer, being the other half of Cops R Us. I don't know if she will. But I could see it potentially, just kind of like, you know, like all the other players we've talked about, like, maybe, why not?
Are players like Spencer, Cass, Troy Zan, Kim, I'm trying to think who else in that, Cochran?
So
Cochran's like, not playing again.
Like, Cochran said no to Winners at War. I doubt he says yes to 50. Who else? Spencer? I just don't think so, based on knowing what he's up to in life. Like, he's living in like South America, like doing drugs. You know, like living his best spiritual world. I don't know. I just don't think he's probably going to ever do it again.
Andrea, could be interesting, though.
Cass has talked so much shit about the Survivor producers that I don't even think she'll get a callback, but I would be here for Cass 3.0. I would love that. Yeah.
That give feels right for 50 for some reason. Just like, you know, she was, you know, played in a very short two seasons pretty quickly and then haven't seen her. And it's like, I would love to see Cass.
And then is there anybody from what about Kelly Wentworth?
Yeah, I consider Kelly Wentworth when I was talking about like players that are more recent, I guess. She played 38. I could see her also showing up. But yeah, she falls into that crack of like she began in 29, but it was kind of like the Parvati trajectory almost, where she was kind of a nobody on the first season, came back, took it by storm, came back again. More of a villain almost on Edge of Extinction. I could see a fourth time for Kelly for sure. Yeah. I definitely could. I could see her coming back. And she's still involved. She's still on social media talking Survivor. And I would actually be totally cool with that. I would love to have Kelly come back.
Yeah. I think that would be a really good one. It's funny how, like, when you talk about, when people talk about pre 40 legends, there's that 35 to 39 era of just people we want to see again that don't necessarily fit legend. There's seasons 1 through 20 that have so many legends, but as we've talked about, we've seen so many of them. And then 21 to 32, it really is slim pickings. And I think that's because that was the era where Survivor was bringing back players.
And we had the Dark Ages too. Like, we had so many duds of seasons where it's like,
yeah,
we just didn't really grab on to anybody.
And Survivor just kept bringing back players from seasons to play over and over again. And then they would overshadow the new players they played with. Cause this was the era of like a couple of returning players playing with newbies, and the newbies never stood a chance. Cochran's like the only newbie. Cochran and Malcolm, but that was because Malcolm's returning player was Russell Swan. You're not going to get overshadowed by Russell Swan.
We haven't talked about Malcolm. That's a good name.
Oh, I think Malcolm would be the lock from this era, especially with how he went out in Game Changers.
I was going to say that. I think his short stint on Game Changers really helps him have a chance at 50. I mean, he was so popular in those back-to-back seasons. And yeah, we haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. But it doesn't feel like in this era, is there anybody that hits the legend status of like the first
Brandon Hance?
Yeah. Face tattoos and all, maybe. Let's do it.
You know, there's no, like, you could maybe make an argument for Kim Spradlin, but I don't think we need her back after Winners at War. Like, okay. But I could also say that for like most of Winners at War, to be fair. So
right.
I don't know if there's really a ton of player names after that. We've like Malcolm was probably the biggest get, has a bit of a name recognition for this era of the show. Andrea, Sierra? Not so much. Sierra Easton. I mean, they've got that one line, you know, she voted out her mom. Mm-hmm.
Imagine if that
career off of it.
What if, imagine that
brings it up all the time.
Gets her on 50. Like, Sierra Easton's playing Survivor 50, and it's because she voted out her mom. I mean, it would just be such, like, because it's such a meme, but it'd be like just memeing it into existence. Because that's what they would show, a clip from every player, and we know that would be her clip.
Yeah.
Do they bring Hayden back? Speaking of Bloodwater.
He doesn't want to play, but I would love
that.
Oh, does he not? Okay.
Hayden as like the one time player who just like, why have we not seen this person back?
He's like sworn off CBS after everything. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know we found that out actually when we were casting our Survivor Second Chances with Once Upon an Island. Not Once Upon an Island. Oh my God. Why did I say Once Upon an Island? Not Once Upon an Island with Russell Muscle TV. Sorry, Russell Muscle TV. When we were doing that, I was thinking because we did the winner series with Once Upon an Island.
Hayden? Did Hayden tell you guys or something? Or
no, somebody had posted in there and then Russell Muscle was telling us all about it. Like,
okay.
He's over it. Hayden doesn't want to do it. So
Eric Reichenbach, I mean, someone who was super popular when he first played, and then like he got medevac super late.
I don't know how Eric feels. I feel like he's hot and cold. He does. He does every week, and I know he still watches Survivor.
Still a big fan.
Yeah, I don't know how much Russ or how much Eric would want to come back. I feel like he watches the show, but does he want to play a third time? I don't know.
That's how
I don't feel like he has the greatest. I don't feel like he has the greatest things to say about it. So I'm kind of like, I'd be fine if they brought him back again, I guess, but I don't think that it's.
And Eric is kind of on the same path as James for me, where I don't feel like I ever got to see him finish a game because he gives up the idol, stupidest play ever, comes back and plays again, gets medevaced. Who knows what he was actually in position to do? Somebody else that fits that, Neo puts up here, Terry. Like, we got to see Terry once. He's so awesome on Panama. We see him play again. He actually puts himself in a pretty decent position and has to leave the game early. Like, I don't know if Terry generally fits into legend status just because people don't remember him as well. To me, he's like the ultimate Survivor player, but you know.
Right. I did think about Terry a little bit because I've been thinking about Cambodia. And I'm like, is there anyone from Cambodia that would want to come back with 31? It was already an all-star season. We talked about Kelly Wentworth, you know, Jeremy. I'm like, you know, Spencer. I'm like, you know, maybe Terry, if we want to go for like, he didn't get that experience on his second chance. It was unfortunate. There's definitely an angle there. I don't know if that fits into Survivor 50, but if they wanted to, I do think that there is something there to work with. Mm-hmm. I'm not clamoring for it, but I'm also like, I get it if they bring him back, and I'd be fine with it. I do think
Harry, he's still so unbelievably fit. It's ridiculous.
And I saw like he recently flew a plane with a D from 45 was there. Yeah. And Ben. Ben from 46. And I'm like, there's Terry. He's looking good. He's flying planes.
Unreal, man. He could still beat me up. No problem.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, yeah, bring him back. I think he'd do it too. I think if they called him, he'd probably do it. I hope.
Yeah. This is
another era, not in the 32, but Chrissy. I know, just someone named that.
Once
we're talking about pre-40, is Chrissy someone we'd want to see back?
I think for me, once we get to 32, post-Cambodia is when I start to have like, we're already at the end of we're almost the 1 hour of the podcast. But if you asked me like, who actually do I think will come on to All-Stars, Survivor 50 All-Stars? I've got all my names from 32 onward.
Yeah. And I think
even though we talked all the way up to this point with 32, I'm like 32 is when I actually could like make a case for like, I've got 30 names that could come from back from 32 onward that I think we could see. I think there's a realistic shot to see like a good chunk of these people.
And I think they would kind of mix better with like the new era players because the 30s were like so modern Survivor with like, that's when we saw an infuse of like twists and advantages, which the new era has even ramped that up to some extent. And then also a lot of these players are one-time players, just like the new era players. You could just take like one-time players from the 30s, put them against one-time players from new era and have be a legendary season. You know, you wouldn't have your Ruperts and your Boston Robs, your Sanders Parves and stuff. Which I think that's like the biggest drawback, just, you know, why CBS won't go that route because they want that name recognition. But I think for Survivor fans, it's like, let's just see all these one-time players go at it. I mean, that's why I think we like Second Chance. It was just like everyone had played once, same playing field, you know?
Look, I'll just say we're almost at the 1 hour mark. So I don't know if people are still tuning in to get this whole legend, our spiel on the legends. But if they want to hear me, like my honest reality, I think that CBS needs to cast 32 plus, nobody before. That might be a hot take for this podcast. Woo! We're talking legends.
Well, I mean, pretty
literally maybe, nobody maybe who's played before
messaged me that, and you should have said, "Hey, man, I only want to do a podcast that's 32 plus."
Did I say that? I feel like I said that in my DMs. Maybe that was somebody else. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, now we have a sequel already.
If you want me on, there. I have a lot to talk about as far as I'm making a whole video about who I think should be on Survivor 50, and literally zero people from before Cambodia are on it.
I am so down to do that podcast, Peridium, if you ever want to do a podcast about that. Yeah. I don't want to take away from your video. I mean, more people are going to watch.
Oh, no, it's cool. It's all good. I'll do both. I would absolutely
be down to do that because obviously, like, the whole thing is I feel like a lot of people are talking about we have our 40 plus people that people know who they kind of want to watch. We all have our people post game changers that are who do we really want to see play again that hasn't had a chance. But I think like when you sit here, I wanted to have this discussion because I think the definition of legend is so loose in this community. And, you know, they want to throw Jesse Lopez as a legend. Jesse Lopez played a great game at Survivor, but can you?
He could be a legend.
As far as like players to play once and get legendary status, he might be up there.
I'm just saying it's tough. And I think like going back and talking through some of the older players, realistically, with everybody we just talked about, because now Peridian, we got to save you for the sequel. You got to find out Gandalf falling through the mountain doesn't happen until the beginning of the Two Towers. Okay, so we got to keep that.
But no spoilers. Jesus.
There is no spoiler.
Does this mean that Will doesn't make it into the sequel? Is he the...
Yeah, Will exactly. Will is the Boromir here. If you haven't seen the first Lord of the Rings in 23 years, that's your fault, not mine. You haven't?
Oh, no.
I believe it.
Well, you're Boromir. No.
Yeah, you're Boromir.
I haven't seen any of the Lord of the Rings.
That'll mean something to you when you watch it. Realistically, how many of these pre-Cambodia legends, because now we have to wait and have Peridium sit down and do this, pre-Cambodia legends, how many of these people do you think we're going to see on 50? Oh, do you think we're going to see any or you think we're going to see none?
So
Will's got eight.
I would go lower. I would definitely bet lower on that if it was a betting game.
Since you're so specific on eight, who are your eight? Do you have them in front of you?
No, I don't have an eight. I think I'm just going with my fan fiction here that we're going to have a 24-player season of eight old school, eight middle school, eight new era players. And that's going to be the... That's going to be how
middle school is going to be 30.
I feel like that's too cute for Jeff.
21 to 32 stinks.
It might be too cute. I think Jeff would be up in our, I mean, I think he'd love it. Like, I think it would really rock his socks to,
I would love it. I would
maybe
do
if it was a little, maybe it's two tribes of 12 and it's just old school versus new era. And then maybe that number goes down to like six or seven. I think there's something about, and I said this on our 50, you know, first talk podcast, but there's something about like Jeff just being like, all right, we got these old school players. They're going to play the new era style game. It's 39 days, but it's just as fast. We got more play. Like, I could just see him like just salivating at like interbreeding new era Survivor players with old, and like, what's going to happen? Who knows? Like, I can just hear the promos, the interviews, the preseason press of him just being like, let's see what
the era game has evolved once again.
Yeah. To me, it might seem cutesy, but hey, Jeff is pretty damn cutesy when it comes to a lot of this stuff. So I, and again, like I said, with this year-long celebration, which is a press tour, you need the big name. So I think they're going to reach back. You're going to get Rupert. You're going to get Boston Rob. You're going to get either Hatch or Russell. You're going to get these heavy hitters. You're going to get Sandra and Parv. Like it's going to happen because it's the only way it can happen.
Yeah, I'm starting to get way too hyped for something that's probably not going to happen, but I would be totally down with an 8-8-8, like eight from the oldest seasons, eight from the middle, and then eight from like the new era. I don't think it's gonna happen. I mean,
they love three tribes.
That's way too many people. Like, they don't have they barely have that many days on the seasons. Like
10, 10, 10, 40.
Go to 39.
Let's up at the 39, right? Maybe let's up at the
50. I would say a lot of content there, Jeff. That's the problem. That's probably my biggest gripe now with the modern eras is that like there isn't enough substance, and you're making an episode for only 24 hours of the show. Give us 24 people and make it 39 days. But that might be a lot. You might be asking to like.
Do you want to hear a fun fact? Like,
Jeff's older. He doesn't want to go back and, you know, go back to climbing.
I think for 50, they're pulling out all the stops. And this is the fun fact. We did the math. If they do a 26-day season for 49 and a 50-day season for 50, that's still fewer days than a typical 39-day cycle, which they did for the most of the show's history. So it's not that crazy. And then, like, I'm telling you, it wasn't that long ago that they were doing 39-day seasons. Like, it's definitely doable.
I mean, there are definitely moments throughout I've been a fan for 15 years now, and there are moments where I read up, like, they're doing what? All winners? So, like, that feeling does exist. I want to acknowledge that it has happened. It would happen if they did this for 50, and I would love it. I'm currently a little bit more on the, like, 41 through 46 kind of follow the same trajectory, the same format. They do feel a lot of samey, and yes. I worry that that's what's going to continue. They're just going to cast repeat players, but it's the same 26-day, sweat savvy, mergatory, split tribal, final four fire. Like, it's the same repeated beats, and that's sort of what I'm not excited for, but with faces that I'm excited to see back. But, like, you know, if they do the 8-8-8, I would take it. I would absolutely take that. I would take 50 days. I would take 39 days. I don't feel like it's likely, but, you know, we'll see.
I feel like, you know, Will, you just talked about pulling out all the stops and you named five people who were all on Winners at War Heroes versus Villains. And I think that's the tough part. So I think if they do want to make this feel unique and they still want to pull from Survivor's past, you have to be able to pull 5 to 10 people from Heroes versus Villains and still make it feel like the cast is different enough. And the only way you can do that is by making this a massive 24 to 30 person season.
I think everything's on the table.
Because you can't just have Boston Rob, Sandra, Parvati, Rupert, Tyson all play again. Like you just can't
just do the same season. No, I hear you. That's why I really do think an increased player count is possible because they want to get all these new era players back. And they also need to market the show for a year. They're doing a year long marketing tour. It can't just be like, oh, we got D and Jesse. Like, that's not gonna do it.
Wow.
Maybe
D and Jesse, huh?
They're great. But they played once and they're recent. The show wasn't as big. They're trying to get people who have watched the show when, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago to be like, that show's still on 50. Oh, he's on, she's on. I'll watch it. That's what they're going for. I don't need to keep ranting.
I'm gonna put out a star 50 list. We could talk again, but I'll say like my bar is low. And if they can do what you're suggesting, Will, they'll definitely clear it. I will take that. I don't need all these people back that I'm suggesting for my Survivor 50 from 32 onward. But we'll see. You know, and we'll see if this cup is half full.
Speaking of things people want to look at for season 50, I just want to share this photo real quick. You guys see that? It's 50-year-old Colby Donaldson. He is the host of that show.
Damn, all right. Dude,
that host? Is 50-year-old Colby Donaldson. So you could put him back on TV. Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
I think he's ready to go. He definitely has not lost a step. So that would be good.
He's good. Yeah.
We're good. I just wanted to throw that up there because when I was looking, I was like, holy shit, this man's jawline is ridiculous. Good for him. Well, Peridium, we'll have to talk about 32 onward now. Now that I got that out of you, we'll have to talk 31 technically onward. I feel like I'm curious what everybody who's listening to this, leave some comments, like the video, you know, do all that stuff. But when you're listing out your comments, let us know who you actually want to see from this, because it's also like, if you could only pick two or three, what would you do? But I feel like Survivor production, they're going to say, no, if we can get all 10 of these legends, let's get all 10 of these legends. Let's blow it out. And the thing is, how do you keep that feeling just unique from other seasons? And it's getting harder for them to do because the legend
bringing them back.
Yeah. It's a small pool now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, you guys got anything else you want to say about this, or should we wrap it up and then Peridium
can
come
back? I think
that's good. Yeah. Peridium can come back.
We've teased the sequel. I dig it.
We have. Ever popular. We did it. We hit it big, and now we're coming back for round two. Finally got what I wanted. Well, Peridium, thank you so much for joining. I'm glad we were able to pull this out, get you over here. You got any videos coming out soon?
Yeah, every week on Wednesday. Although with Big Brother coming up soon, I'm gonna be shifting gears to Big Brother in a couple weeks. But for now, we got Survivor still. I'm actually putting out a fictional hypothetical cast. If I had thought about this before Survivor 46, and I said, like, if we're following the new era trajectory, what if Survivor 48 or maybe 47 was like an All-Stars, just like how they did it back from Borneo to Pearl Islands. They created All-Stars with that. So I said, like, what would a new era All-Star season look like? Who would they bring back? What would happen? So I'm putting together a video on Wednesday, a couple days from now, where I'll be talking about who I want to see back for a new era All-Stars, which has nothing to do with what we just talked about in the Legend season.
No, but that's fun though.
But like, yeah, I was like, you know, who would we bring back? If Survivor was following the drop, the four, keep the one, it's a new era. Let's say we got an All-Star season coming up without, this was also before Survivor 50 popped up. Then I was like, oh man, okay. So now I got to do another one. I got to do Survivor 50 now. We'll include a few different names. But that's what's coming up on the horizon for me. And then just, you know, Big Brother.
I love it. And I love that idea. I think if Survivor wanted to save themselves a lot, they would do a new era All-Stars for 49 and then do 50, whatever the hell they want.
I think that's a good idea too. I think they could easily pull together.
Yeah, or 48, like you're saying. Yeah.
You get this two timers out there. They're all new era players. People will be excited for it regardless. Maybe not as excited as the Legends, but then you bring them back for Legends. Another maybe you got a few three timers in there, and that's where it starts to get spicy. Yeah. That's where you start to get like legacies are created. Because they're playing so frequently, so often, you know, they played in Survivor 41 to 48 and then they're back for 49. I think it's a good idea, but we'll see.
All right. Well, we will have to see. We'll see what your video ends up saying, and then we'll see what our sequel says. And then we'll get into what Survivor 50 actually looks like. And we'll all be sad and depressed, and 48, 47, 49, we'll all be newbies, and that'll be that. Well, thank you all so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Let us know who we missed. Let us know who you want to see, who you don't want to see. What do legends look like for you? Pre-40 legends. How many do you want to see? Let us know in the comments. Like the video. Thank you for listening. Go check out our Ben Katzman tell-all. We did that last week. We posted that, I think, on Sunday night. So we have that interview with Ben. Really, really fun conversation about Survivor 46. Blake and McKenna have already started doing Big Brother coverage, and they're going to jump in and start doing the next season of Big Brother, which I couldn't even tell you the number because I don't watch it.
26.
There you go. And otherwise, that's it. That's what we got. Become a patron, patreon.com/thespecialists, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.